Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of things to talk about on the roundtable tomorrow with Jane, Gene Evans, and Jeff Rainford. Very much looking forward to that. Right now, this guy kind of saw some of this coming. Mike Gonzalez, who is at the Heritage Foundation and wrote a book called Next Gen Marxism, What It Is, How to Combat It. Some of this is now taking place in New York City. Mike Gonzalez, welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk. How are you this afternoon?
I've been doing a lot of these interviews today, and I have to say, half in jest, I'm torn. Really bad things are going to happen to New York City, a city that I love. But my book, Next Gen Marxism, is selling really well.
Yeah. Well, for unfortunate reasons, right? I mean, you saw a lot of us, you in particular, and your co-authors saw the writing on the wall. But what's the reality of the dynamic here with Mamdani? You know, one thing that even the gang on CNN noticed the other night is he, and I get it from sitting here in the Midwest, he's a pretty good-looking guy. He seems slick. He's smart. He can answer the questions. He's appealing to young people. But then he does this speech on election night. It was a little bit more angry, Mamdani. David Axelrod and Van Jones even noticed that. Well, now that he's going to be sworn in January, he can pretty much start doing what he wants. He doesn't have to be careful about anything because he's already voted in.
This is not only was it angry, Mamdani, he said some really worrisome things. He said one of them was there's no problem too big for government to solve, and there's no issue too small for government to be interested in. That last part has a word, has a description. It's called totalitarianism.
Yeah.
When the government enters every nook and cranny of your life, that's totalitarian, which is in the continuum of tyranny, a worse state than authoritarianism. Authoritarians just want you to toe the line, but they don't care what you think. They don't care what religion you are. They don't care, you know, what time you wake up, what time you have breakfast, etc. Totalitarians want to control the totality of your actions. And if there's no issue too small for government to take an interest in, Mamdani is showing a totalitarian streak. Now, that's the most worrisome part. The other part where he says there's no issue too big for government to solve, we know that that is not the case. That's why communism fails everywhere. And the people who voted for him apparently thought that they were going to make communism succeed. And that's just stupid.
Well, and you wonder, I have some audio from the gang at TMZ where they have younger people who are trying to describe maybe the appeal of Mamdani. And I just wonder how much he's going to be able to get done when it comes to all the rent control and all that. And if he can't fulfill the promises, and let's face it, Mike, on many of the economic promises, politicians make these promises all the time. They have limited control over this. So is he just going to be a guy that is going after Trump all the time? Or is he going to try to transform New York City? Or is it going to be a combination of both, I suppose?
Hopefully, the institutions of New York will hold and be able to limit the damage that he can do. And I fervently hope that is the case. But a mayor can do a lot of hurt. I am a New Yorker in that I immigrated to New York in the 70s. I have lived under good mayors and bad mayors. Abraham Beam was very bad in the 70s. Dinkins was horrific in the late 80s and early 90s. You couldn't take the subway. You couldn't walk down the street on Broadway in the Upper West Side. And then Giuliani came in and he was a good mayor. He fixed everything. So no, mayors can do stuff. Mayors can tell the police not to arrest and can tell the prosecutors not to prosecute.
Right. Yeah.
And that will create a lot of damage.
So, Mike, how do you? I read this yesterday from Matt Walsh, and I said this, and you know, there's such, and you know this because you wrote a book about this, but there are a lot of broader concerns here. It's not just New York City. We want to see where this is going to go through the rest of the country, and unfortunately, these younger people are, you know, attracted to a lot of this. But one of the things, and I guess even in the aftermath of the Victory Party, you had folks like Mehdi Hassan and, you know, this Palestinian guy from Colombia, Mahmoud Abbad, and then this woman, Jennifer Welch, and I don't know who she is, but she says at the Victory Party, Americans, I could play this audio, but it's hard to hear, Americans have no culture except for multiculturalism. Crusty white people need to learn how to embrace it. I guess I'm a crusty white person. So Matt Walsh says this, this is the enemy, wretched evil parasites motivated by resentment and hatred, openly plotting to erase our culture and identity and replace it with a dystopian communist hodgepodge of third world dysfunction. This is the fight for now and the future. Get in the game. This is it. It's kind of hard to argue against that, given the time that we're in, isn't it?
What that woman didn't understand is that she was repeating almost word for word what a group called the Transnationalists said about a century ago, about 110 years ago. Horace Callan, Randolph Bourne, and other intellectuals at the height of the Ellis Island immigration, they said America, American culture sucked, American culture was not worth assimilating to, that the best thing that could happen with the immigrants from Ireland and Italy, Sicily, in Syria, and Armenia, was for them to remain, to retain their culture. They were the early multiculturalists. They were soundly defeated by assimilationists like Teddy Roosevelt and President Wilson and Louis Brandeis. This has an old pedigree in the United States, unfortunately, of a Horace. By the way, Randolph Bourne was a Yankee from New England. He was a moneyed man, and yet he really denigrated his own culture and background. So unfortunately, we have always had these people in America, and when I saw her saying that, I was like, oh, my God, This woman's either 110 years old or she's repeating word for word what other people said, and they fail.
So in your book, Next Gen Marxism, What It Is and How to Combat It, you say, and this is well before Mamdani, well, he was on the scene, but, you know, even before he won the primary and now the general a couple of days ago. But you say how the end goal is expropriation, redistribution, central planning, collectivism. We all know that's true. They're working toward nothing less than cultural transformation of the United States, and they have partially succeeded. Have they more than partially succeeded now after this election this week? And then the follow-up, obviously, and you do this in the book, Mike, but how the hell do we stop it? How do we convince younger people in this country that capitalism is the route to go, that the American dream is still alive and thriving, and we have more freedom than any place on the planet, and you should have appreciation for that?
Well, we need a root and branch transformation of the educational system, of the museum system, of the library system, of anything that makes sense, that creates sense. And I think President Trump is actually very serious about this.
Yeah. Well, and then, the question there would be, how important is it? This might be rhetorical, Mike Gonzalez, but I think the Republicans' messaging has to be a little different. You know, I had a listener that brought this up. In this whole debate that we're having on the government shutdown and everything that happened in these elections, where were the Republicans talking about? I know they mentioned the big, beautiful bill or whatever the hell they want to call it right now, but how come there weren't people just shouting at the top of their lungs that every American's taxes would go up if you didn't sign that bill? So the marketing, and I know the legacy media has a lot to do with this because maybe they don't amplify that messaging anyway, but you would agree or disagree that the Republicans need to do a better job on combating some of this with the messaging?
I mean, look, obviously, yes, Republicans and Democrats, by the way, let's not forget, this is a zombie-like takeover of the Democrat Party
The
Democratic Socialists of America.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party, for some reason, has allowed this to happen. The government shut down because Chuck Schumer is afraid that a member of the DSA is going to primary him, namely AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So both Democrats and Republicans need to start making a better argument against this alien force, these aliens who have taken over parasitically the Democrat Party.
Well, you know, we have kooky, nutty, wacky progressives here in St. Louis. But believe it or not, we have more common sense Democrats. And, you know, I'll have my Reardon roundtable, my political roundtable I do on Friday tomorrow with a couple of local Dems who are, you know, they're not crazy, Mike. And they'll be rolling their eyes at this Mamdani stuff and just as confused as some of the rest of us because they don't like it either. Now, again, we have a real progressive member who runs the Board of Aldermen here, and they're cheering it on, and they'd love to transform cities like St. Louis and what Brandon Johnson's doing in Chicago and New York. I'm worried because, you know, these young people are getting sucked up into this idea. This is going to make more people addicted to government. And then you throw AI in the mix and you're, you know, a lot of problems that we're probably not talking about enough in this country moving forward.
No, I mean, that's true. I don't know what AI is going to have an impact on it. AI may turn out to be less impactful than we think. But you know, this is a problem. New York City is a world financial hub. A communist, not a Marxist, not a socialist, yes, all those things, but also a communist, is now going to be in charge of it. And no, he can do a lot of damage. Dinkins did a lot of damage.
Yep, it's kind of frightening as we sit here in the middle of the country. Mike, it's always great to have you on. I really appreciate it. Again, the book, which has been out for a while, is called Next Gen Marxism, What It Is, How to Combat It. We'll have you back soon. Thank you, Mike Gonzalez.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thanks, bye.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.